From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, August 10th, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. John Mason is reporting in the Register Star that Hudson Common Council is considering support for an effort to make it easier for undocumented immigrants to obtain driver's licenses. The idea was originally introduced by the Hudson City Democrats, chaired by Michael Charmides, in July. At the Common Council meeting on Monday, August the 8th, Charmides led the public discussion. He said, and I quote, "We all know the immigration system is not working. We can't fix that. But we have immigrants in this country. We can make changes to make people's lives better," end quote. Charmides said it benefits the city to have residents with driver's licenses. He said, and I quote, "It makes their lives better and it makes our community richer. We want people to pay into the pool. It's a win-win for the county," end quote. Emma Kreitch of the Worker Justice Center of New York said she has been working on this issue for more than 10 years since New York State first started revoking the driver's licenses of people without Social Security numbers. Kreitch said measures could be passed by the state legislature or via executive order. The Justice Center's objective is to build support at the local level for the idea. 12 states currently allow an undocumented immigrant to get a driver's license, including Connecticut and Vermont. The council will consider the resolution at a formal meeting on Tuesday, August 16th. You can read that full story in the Register Star. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a special weather statement warning of a line of strong thunderstorms that will affect Greene, Albany, Schoharie, and parts of Columbia and Ulster counties on today, Wednesday, August 10th. Winds in excess of 30 miles an hour are possible, and torrential rainfall is expected. J.P. Lawrence is reporting in the Times Union that the city of Albany is warning residents to be careful about flooding through the weekend. Daily thunderstorms are forecast in the region through Sunday, the National Weather Service said. More than an inch of rain is expected Friday through Sunday. Motorists are cautioned to be on the lookout for washed-out roads, earth slides, broken water or sewer mains, loose or downed electrical wires, and fallen objects. The Daily Freeman is reporting that a 3.5-hour multi-agency search conducted on Tuesday, August the 9th in a Livingston lake was called off after authorities found no evidence of a drowning. Columbia County Sheriff deputies were called to Twin Lakes on County Route 19 on Tuesday morning. A man told police he saw a swimmer near a float in the middle of the lake. After the man returned a couple of minutes later, the swimmer was nowhere to be found. He then called 911. The Sheriff's Office dive team, Marine Patrol, the Livingston, Germantown, and Milan fire departments, and other first responders assisted in the search. The search covered approximately 50% of the lake and turned up only a sunken boat, police say. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Dana Rubenstein is reporting at Politico New York that New York State is going without $90 million a year in revenue because it will not tax Airbnb users the same way it does hotels, according to an analysis by the home rental platform. By Airbnb's count, 42,000 New York residents rent homes via the online service. Four of the state's 62 counties, Tompkins, St. Lawrence, Sullivan, and Delaware, have begun collecting hotel occupancy taxes for Airbnb rentals on the local level. While the company claims that potential tax revenue from Airbnb users between July 1st last year and June 30th have totaled $90 million, opponents argue that sum would not make up for the loss of taxes normally generated by the traditional hotel industry. You can read that full story at Politico New York. Timothy Knight of the Watershed Post reports that on July the 21st, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo signed a law that allows hunters to wear fluorescent pink camouflage instead of just the traditional blaze orange pattern. The intent of the law, the story says, is to encourage more female hunters. Richmondville resident Alicia Hoffman told the Watershed Post, and I quote, "I'm glad the color is approved, but I hope that's not the only reason females decide to hunt. That's just nonsense," end quote. The law is only for licensed 14 and 15-year-old bear and deer hunters who are required to wear camouflage. You can read that full story in the Watershed Post. The Mid-Hudson News Network reports into Daily Freeman that while the U.S. Coast Guard wants to establish 10 new designated anchorage sites along the Hudson River for large ships, New York Democratic Senators Charles Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand want public hearings on the issue. The senators say that Coast Guard safety reasons for the anchorages are important, but they have heard from many residents and local public officials that are concerned about the impact barges and vessels in the river will have on waterfront development projects and the environment. The comment period for this first stage of the proposal process runs until September the 7th, but the Coast Guard missed a June 30th deadline to schedule public hearings. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Ali Stewart reports for News 10 in Albany that beginning this fall, public and charter schools will post the phone number for the state's child abuse hotline in a prominent location that students can see. Legislative supporters of the law say 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys nationwide are molested, and these signs are meant to give children a way to find help. The signs in schools include this information. Statewide toll-free telephone number, 1-800-342-3720. The TDD-TTY number for the deaf and hard to hearing is 1-800-638-5163. And video relay system providers call 1-800-342-3720. Of course, if you believe that a child is in immediate danger, call 911 or your local police department. New York is back in the presidential election news this week. First, the Washington Post released a long story detailing how Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton promised and then failed to deliver 200,000 new jobs for upstate New York during her Senate term representing the state. The story says, and I quote, "But nearly 8 years after Clinton's Senate exit, there is little evidence that her economic development programs had a substantial impact on upstate employment. Despite Clinton's efforts, upstate job growth stagnated overall during her tenure, with manufacturing jobs plunging nearly 25%, according to the jobs data." End quote. In the Hudson Valley recently, both candidates for the 19th congressional district seat commented on Republican candidate Donald Trump's recent kerfuffle with a family of a killed in-action soldier. The Daily Freeman reports that both Democrat Zephyr Teachout and Republican John Faso condemned comments made by Trump. Faso said, and I quote, "Gold Star parents are owed the ultimate of our respect and tribute, and I would never diminish or criticize or question the status of Gold Star parents because their child made the ultimate sacrifice, but the parents' sacrifice cannot be far behind," end quote. Teachout said, and I quote, "I would say the entire question is out of bounds as far as questioning the legitimacy of their point of view. The only way to treat Gold Star parents is with extraordinary respect and honor," end quote. In 2002, the story notes Trump donated $1,000 to Faso's unsuccessful run for state comptroller. Faso told the paper he didn't remember the donations, though he did remember that Trump donated more money to the Democrat Alan Hevesy in that election. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting scattered non-severe thunderstorms likely mainly after 10 a.m. today. The main hazards will be frequent cloud-to-ground lightning along with a period of heavy rainfall. It will be cloudy with the temperature high near 84 degrees. For Wednesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms continue overnight. There will be patchy fog between midnight and 4 a.m. Otherwise, it will be mostly cloudy with a low around 71. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Thursday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly after 1 p.m. Some of those storms could produce heavy rain. Patchy fog before 8 a.m., otherwise mostly sunny with a temperature high near 91 degrees for Thursday. Thursday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Some of those storms could produce heavy rain. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 73. And on Friday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Some of those storms could produce heavy rain. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 89 degrees. And on Friday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly before 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 72. Sunrise today was at 5:59 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:02 p.m., providing us with 14 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, about 2 minutes less than yesterday. That wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 10th day of August 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.